All right, folks, so let's see if I can figure this out and get it right. I just watched this video of this guy talking about how the landing on the moon with Neil Armstrong was faked. Now, there's a lot of people out there in the world who are going to say that's a lie. It was real. Okay, that's fine. They saw the rocket ship take off and everything. I'm not going to claim right or wrong. What I am going to tell you is what I get in my gut. I do think that there are some parts of this that are a lie. I do think that there are things that did not happen, such as Neil Armstrong putting his foot on the moon and making that famous statement. Sadly. But I don't think it's a lie to say that we are constantly going to the moon. What the public knows about right now is that we seem to have the ability to go to the moon, and these other agencies that are a little bit more involved in the secrets and that type of stuff say actually, no, we can't handle the radiation level. I'm going to say that no, you can. What you know about, that's the problem, is what the limitation of your knowledge is why you believe that. The reverse engineering that's going on that is not part of NASA. NASA is a view for the world to see. And as you can tell, the technology with NASA has not expanded much. Even the shuttle hasn't improved one little bit. Same shape, same type of thrusters. There might be some improvements in the engines, but even the spacesuits, there might be slight improvements there. But folks, I'm sorry, we're seeing televisions and cell phones and all this computerized technology and the new looks going on, and NASA is doing what they're doing, and we know there's factually anti-gravity. It's been shown in older clips, but they refuse to acknowledge that or work with it in any way. They're not going to do that. So when they say we can't go past the certain point of the Earth's what's the word I'm looking for here? Where atmosphere? They can only go so far before the radiation, they claim, becomes too difficult. Well, I'm going to say that that's not the truth, and that's what they want people to think. So I'm saying hogwash. We have gone to the moon. We still go to the moon quite often, on a weekly, if not daily, basis. The general public and most of the people, in schools, the ones who want to become astronauts, they're all being taught a certain level. If they learn how to keep their mouths quiet, they may be given new access on a back door, and they go to a world that is not in front of the camera. And maybe then they'll say, okay, we have new technology, we're going to teach you how to do it, and you're going to be going to the moon quite often. If they are a public eye figure, then no, they're not going to get any information, and they're going to be told, this is what the world's going to look like. You're going to look great, but you're not actually going to the moon. We're going to make it look like you can't, like our science doesn't have the ability. Yet, we have the ability to communicate with cell phones everywhere and everywhere. We can spy on every single person on the Earth, but we can't advance our shuttles enough to deal with, for the shielding that's needed for the dangers of outer space. No. And they won't talk about that. That's the beauty of it. It's a lockdown. And they're very good at locking things down, just turning away and ignoring the camera and the reporters. They're masters at that. So, and I have made some remote views of what I saw on the moon. And no, it's not just humans that are going to the moon. No. There's all kinds of places on the moon. All kinds. Including hotels. Including resorts, businesses. You name it up there. I would even dare say, and this one is kind of stretching it out, but I think there's some places up there, fast food restaurants. You're not going to see them on the surface. No, 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 no. I'm talking inside, or they're hidden. Perfectly hidden. Yeah. There's even, I saw another review where somebody's talking about being on the moon, and they said there was an atmosphere. Now, I've seen some video shots where somebody, a ship comes out of a crater and goes really, really fast. Well, there's also no propulsion. Well, that's because the United States and other countries are still pretending to use incendiary propulsion systems. Incendiary, yeah. You know, and we don't need that. How interesting is it that there's no invention beyond that that they're using to show the people on the Earth? Nothing. Yet they're willing to power the entire Earth, or try to transition the entire Earth into battery-powered things for the environment. But yet they don't do anything for a one round trip between Earth and the moon. And you want to talk about solar paneling for a shuttle? I mean, do you get the point, folks? That they could easily put some shields up, open the shields up and expose the solar paneling and have all the power they want. It would be endless. It wouldn't be this question of, oh, how much fuel do we have left? Solar panels, batteries, endless fuel. Or at least for that part of the trip, and that'll last long enough. It'll last a couple of years. Now, this is total BS. But the general public isn't paying attention to that. They're paying attention to TikTok, YouTube, and chit-chatting instantaneously with their friends. So, now let's dive a little bit deeper here back into the Earth, because I want to get this subject out pretty quickly. Recently, I did a little bit of a look at what's going on in Stargates and where we're going and the type of transactions and commerce. Yeah, it's huge. Huge. I'm also going to tell you this as well. You're going to laugh at this one. I can actually see a number of different fast food restaurants on other planets. Wrap your head around that one. Like Jupiter, Venus, Neptune, Mars. Although Mars is, I get the feeling they're not as interested in that kind of food. McDonald's, Burger King, I can actually see them under the brand name operating a fast food restaurant on other planets because people just enjoy it. Don't get me wrong, it's pricey, but it's fun. Never thought I'd hear myself say something like that, but that's what I'm seeing. And how do I label that one? Fast food on other planets. Oh, boy, that's funny. All right, I guess that's the time for this one. It's almost a 10-minute mark, and that's more than enough for this one. I don't want to go too long and bend people's ears too much. So I just want to talk about the trip to the moon and what's really going on, and hopefully people realizing common sense versus what these organizations are doing to pretend that things are kind of frozen in time, which is, unfortunately, it's also militarily protected, so people aren't going to try to walk in and say, hey, stop lying, because they'll get a gun pointed to their head. Yeah, hopefully that'll be ending soon from what they're starting to push now. But this new push in the news, like, okay, Trump's about to do this and this and this. I'm not falling for it this time. No. I still think things are kind of been put on hold until we see it. Boom. Right all of a sudden in front of your face. No avoiding it. No getting around it. Then okay. But for right now, I'm feeling 90% sure it's all just fluff. And I'm tired of it. All right, folks. Talk with you in the next one.